I think there's a healthy respect. You know, there wasn't anything really. Of course, it's going to be a few boos among some people, but look, there's a healthy respect which is built up over the years. I've spent nearly 10 years here as a player and then as the manager. So, you know, I think there's a healthy respect between both parties.
What has Gary Bonlahor done to convince you? Because a lot of people, a lot of Villa fans among them, thought that this day would never come. So I wonder what he's done in the last 2 weeks that's made you think that was right.
Well, look, first and foremost, I found a player in a dark place. He'd been discarded, and for me, he's too good a footballer to discard. I've seen him over the years. He last came in charge of Blues, he scores the winner. So I know what he can do. You only have to look at his record. So whatever's happened in the past, I'm not really bothered. And I give everybody that vow when I walk through the door. And the one thing about him is he's tried everything he can in the first 2 weeks. Now, I've got to get him in some condition, which is going to be beneficial to us all, that he can really get ready to start the game. That part is going to be up to Gabby. But he's been here 2 weeks, he's done everything I can, and I'm wanting to come on the coach yesterday. Wanted to support the players, which was terrific.
But is he there? In his, I mean, do you see he's like, you know football.
Yes.
You've been around him all your life.
Well, look, I seen him for 20 minutes here today. You know, he's come off with a cut in his eye. He's put himself about. He's a very good player at this level. Gabby Agbonlahor, to get fit, is an absolute stick on. And if I can get him fit and focused, and then hopefully there'll be a recovery. And I think you've seen the supporters with him today, you know. He's one of them. So let's hope I can do it.